This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Beep, beep, boop, boop, boop. It's Newcomers.
I'm Nicole Byer, and we are covering the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We're discussing the fourth MCU film, if you could call it that. Thor. Ugh. Thor is just like hot enough that you can go, I don't mind red flags. I guess I was just really upset that Thor came to Earth and didn't even text Natalie Portman. Thor was one of the worst things I've ever seen, but I loved this. I finished it and was like, maybe I'll watch it again. I'm gonna give it, I think, 4.5, maybe 5 stars. Ooh, fun, bright colors. Ha, 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 tee, hee, hee. Good, funny time.
Thor's biceps,
they're nice and juicy.
When he's holding it open as the blast of the star is going through him, his silhouette of his f***ing biceps and delts.
But I mean, the disrespect to Jane. I haven't seen Jane since first Thor. I saw the trailer. She's Lady Thor, and I'm pretty jazzed about it. Okay, hi. Thank you so much for coming to Newcomers. Okay. So I'm Nicole Byer, and okay, Lauren Lapkus, she's my co-host, but she's not here. She has a whole family and a life. So she said I couldn't possibly go to San Diego. Okay, so the premise of Newcomers, if you don't know, is like we watch shit we've never seen before. We did Star Wars and other things, and what? Lord of the Rings, Fast and the Furious, Tyler Perry films. You know, thank you so much for having a memory. This bitch is dizzy. So we just wrapped our 5th season. We were covering the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the other MCU, because Madea is the original one. And we're doing Thor Love and Thunder. Did everybody see it? Okay, good, if you didn't, oops. Okay, but like before we get into it, I wanna intro my guests. Okay, ooh, make it loud for John Gabriel. You've seen him in 101 Places to Die, oh, Party Before You Die on True TV. He's also been on this podcast. Yes. Gabris, what a fucking treat. The people who are listening.
Oh, thank God there's a banner here. You guys are going to be looking at a fucking fruit basket all afternoon.
For the people listening later, Gabris is dressed as Hercules and has walked 6 feet and is already sweating. Yep. I love
also,
that for you.
Also, burst my belt on the sit down.
I love that. We also have a comedian, writer, and actor who works on Grand Crew, Twisted Metal, Maximum Film. It's Iffy Wadaway! Iffy!
Now, Nicole, hello. For the listeners, who's Iffy dressed as?
He is dressed as a person. I you told me, and I... Goku.
Nope.
Who's Goku? Why do I know
Goku's
this?
Goku's from Dragon Ball Z.
He is a person. You're
yeah, okay. You're right. You're in the right
so
realm.
So this is not Dragon Ball Z?
No, this is Demon Slayer.
And that's... And people here know that.
I think people only here know that.
Okay, and our final guest, ooh, is my friend, an actor. I mean, you guys are both my friends, too. Anyway.
Well, I think she has the title of best friend.
Yeah, we have a podcast together, Best Friends. She was on SNL, Home Economics currently. It's Sashir Zameda! Ooh, ooh! Oh, boy. Okay. What a treat. Okay.
Who am I dressed as?
Who you are dressed as, me in a smaller size because I own that dress. Wait, Sashir, I didn't know this about you, but you see like every Marvel movie.
I do. I love Marvel.
So
I love
the
movies.
Did that not come up between you two?
You yeah, keep your yeah. podcast separate.
I actually asked to be on the show, and she was like, do you watch Marvel? And I was like, yeah, like all the time.
Yeah, we saw Spider-Man together. You're the only one in the theater who clapped when all three were on screen.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah. We didn't go see it like opening weekend, so it was just like a regular weekend. But like, yeah, Tobey Maguire came on screen, and I was like, and like no, I was like starting to clap, but no one did.
Not one
person. And then Andrew Garfield was there, and I was like, guys, this is why we're here.
It was very funny. I had no clue. It was so deep.
Yeah.
Iffy, you like Marvel?
Oh yeah, I'm deep in it. Yeah, I'm all about it.
It's funny for me to sit up here dressed as Hercules, pissed I didn't get cast in the Marvel movie, next to someone who's actually jacked. It's like, how come I didn't get it? If he's like, I think I have a stronger case.
Well, you have like a gallery of folks you could be. There's like four that I have to wait for. I wasn't old enough for Black Panther. Let's see. And then Miles Morales, I'm too old for it. There's no like...
What about Mr. Terrific? If you go DC.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, I got mad at Echo when he told me that. both because he, like, that's one less superhero for me. But two, I was like, why'd you wait so long? He was like, I tried to tell you at DCM, but then you got busy. I was like, all right, blame me.
Wait, but Blade is black. Are there other blacks in Blade?
Well, Mahershala is going to be Blade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but are there other blacks in Blade?
No.
Blacks and Blade. Yeah.
Any
Blade
more blacks and Blade? Any blading blacks?
Yeah, I guess I could try.
This is a woman who you're like, you should not go into the theater.
Well, is Blade like black? Yeah, like, it's like a black movie, like a ton of other black characters in
it. No. Blade is like, you know, do you remember the original ones with Wesley? Oh.
You know I've never seen
That's for the next
them.
Newcomers. It's Wesley Snipes movies only.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not bad,
I've seen Tu Wong Fu, and I think that's the only Wesley Snipes movie I've
that's
seen.
That's a solid one.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That's a great one to start. But yeah, no, Blade is, you know, he's like technically like Spider-Man adjacent because he's, you know, because Morbius, that hit movie that... we all, I'm sure we all saw.
Jared Leto's in Morbius.
Yeah.
I saw the signage.
And Tyrese.
And who?
Tyrese. Tyrese is in Morbius.
Tyrese Gibson?
Yeah. I didn't watch the movie, but I saw him talk about it on Instagram.
We're talking about Roman, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, Roman. Roman from Fast and the Furious. I know that one now.
It's a bummer you guys didn't get my rider that I request butcher paper to sit on because you're going to need to fucking disinfect this chair. I'm developing swamp ass at a rate unseen before by humans.
Wait, Sashir, did you read comics as a kid?
I read Archie comics, yeah. And
That's not Marvel.
But you didn't ask specifically if I read Marvel comics. There are other comics other than Marvel.
Touché, friend. Okay.
We're back at White Table Talk. And
okay, so did you read this? What?
Sorry.
It's okay.
I meant the white table.
We're at a white table, yes.
For the listeners.
Pull up to the white table.
We're at a white table, and I need to talk to you about comics. Did you read, like, Marvel comics at all?
No, I didn't, but my dad did. He would take me to comic book stores, but I was small, so the ones on the lower shelf were the Archie comics, and those were the ones that I picked, and they just looked more cartoony.
Imagine that's how we grocery shopped. We only went for what we could reach.
It's like, this is what's in front of me, eye level.
Can't have anything else. Okay, it's time for the Daily Bugle. So Marvel Studios is having a panel at Comic-Con in less than an hour.
Please stay in your seats.
Yeah, don't go, don't go. So we don't know anything. Are there any predictions that you guys have?
Of like what movies are going to release and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Maybe like a solid recasting of Brett Goldstein in as Hercules in Thor, Love and Thunder. Wait, that was the one we watched,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the one we just watched.
I wonder what the next one's going to be called.
Yeah, when I saw they chose him for Hercules, I was like, damn, Ted Lasso fucked you over. Like, you were probably like the front runner, and then Ted Lasso came out and was like, fuck, we got to get him.
I thought it was his chest hair, because that's something I'm like really self-conscious about, is how hairless I am.
I didn't even notice that, but yeah, you got like that seal.
But it's nice.
Yeah, I'm going to get it. I'm getting plugs put in as soon as I make a little bit of money.
But you probably go so fast in the water.
I in this little bathing suit with absolutely no hair. Oh yeah.
Well, I guess we should just get into what we liked and didn't like about Thor: Love and Thunder. Should we just do that?
No, sure. Yeah, I think yeah. Okay. Eventually we got to do it, right?
Let's
yeah.
fucking do it. Okay, so also we'll have like reviews at the end, and you can find that on Letterboxd or whatever. I guess that comes later. It's like as if I've never hosted this podcast before. I will say Lauren does the heavy lifting. Oopsies. Okay. So it was written by, I always fuck up his name, and I don't want to. Gabriel, say his name.
Where is that?
Who was written by?
Oh, Taika Waititi.
Yeah, and I didn't want to fuck that up. And Jennifer Caitlin Robinson is credited. Who directed it?
Taika Waititi.
Okay. It was released
Good
July
friend of mine.
July 8th. Ooh, that's real recent. 2022. What's today?
July 20. I don't know.
23rd.
So Thor was hot off the press. Okay. So there's a villain named
Wait,
Gore.
You saw it in the theater, right?
I sure did.
How long ago? Like not long
no,
ago,
not
right?
Long ago. So I think it was you 2 days ago.
For you to be surprised how recent it was is funny.
Well, I thought
I can't believe it.
I thought it was released like yesterday or whatever. Okay. Or when I saw it, I thought it was like the day. Okay. Listen, I think I'm very important. I thought it was the day I saw it. It was the day everyone
I thought
was
I was at the
it.
Premiere screening. I stood in front of the arc light and got my photo taken by an unhoused
I
person.
I thought I was shaking hands with Christian Bale, being like, you did a great job. What was that black shit? So Christian Bale plays Gore, which is close to Thor. And they never mentioned it in the movie. Thor wasn't like, ha ha, this is funny. What did you guys think about Gore? I loved Gore.
You loved Gore.
Gore was so funny. Okay.
You mean the God Butcher Gore? Yeah.
Yes.
He was a fun bad guy.
Okay, yeah. Here's why I think he was funny. He talks like this. And then I liked when he was talking to the kids and he was like, this thing likes its neck snapped. But he was still like having story time because he's a dad at heart.
And he's good at explaining things to kids.
Yeah. I liked it. What did you guys think about Gore?
I don't think he killed enough gods to be a god. Like, you know what I mean? I wanted to see him murk more gods. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see him smoke Jesus. Like, I want to see him be like, Jesus comes out of the cave and Gore's like, sorry, bitch, and cuts his head off.
I mean, if you really think
Where
about
Where you been the last 3 days? let me do Christian Bale. Where you been the last 3 days? That's better, right?
Yeah, no, that was on point. Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be a solid matchup. I think Jesus is 0-1, right? You know, the Romans got his shit, right?
Yeah, they smoked him.
Yeah, they got him. They got him good. They put him right on a cross and said bye.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he came back, though, but I think that's still an L. Like, he should have.
Wait, did they, like, take down the whole cross and put it in the cave?
No.
Imagine waking up and you're like, fuck, the cross, this thing's here? I can't, everywhere I look. And then he comes back to life and we all have crosses on our necks and shit. Yeah. And he's like, you guys are dicks.
That was a really bad day for me. And you're just like wearing it.
You guys call it a holiday? Good Friday? Fuck you.
Wait, that's Good Friday's the day he died?
Allegedly.
That's so fucked up. Why do we do that? He's dead. Good. Ah, Friday. So, okay, Gore, he's like all dusty and shit. He needs lotion.
How good did it look when he dove in that oasis? I was like, oh, I've been there, bro. I've been hungover as fuck.
Same.
Yeah, fucking up water.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You feel that toilet on your forehead? You're like, I'm back.
I like that part because I was like, ooh, Christian Bale is acting.
Well, that was the funniest thing about Gore is like, you know, like everyone else is probably like, yeah, we're getting our coins. We're doing our Marvel thing. And like, they're doing like, they're clocking in. They're doing what's it. But Christian Bale's like, nah, I'm going to fucking make them give me an award for this.
Yes.
Like, I lived for 6 months killing gods.
Oh, okay.
Bringing that machinist energy to Thor, Love, and Thunder.
But I just don't get why he was so ashy. Like, I get that, like, I get that, like, he worshipped the sun god, but I was like, did your god make you just chill in the sun for that long that your whole body was chapped?
I think that was the thing, that the people believed so hard that their god was going to, like, save them that they did nothing to save themselves, and then their land was desolate, and they were just, like, dying in the sun.
Okay, I'd be mad, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a fun moment when the god, like, laughed in his face, like, oh, it shit, my
so
bad.
It was so mean.
Yeah, he's like, you believed in me?
Yeah, I mean, I was on his side. Like, that was one of the things. Like, I feel like, you know... like that, I was like, okay, I get this guy's. I'm on his side, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, he should chill, but like, I get it. Clap that god, you know?
Yeah, kill gods. You don't have to kidnap kids.
Yeah, dude.
That was a bridge too far.
If you ask me.
Taking all those kids? Yeah, that's not nice. Why would you steal kids?
Yeah.
To make a point, I guess.
I guess.
People will listen if you take their kids.
Huh. Or some people go, thank God.
Take my kids.
This one was loud.
That should have gotten a bigger laugh. That's
fine. It's just for the 40-year-old comedians in the room.
Very funny. Ooh, do you want to make your mom smile? Start Mother's Day with flowers or surprise her with gifts from the brand she loves. And guess what? It's delivered with the same day with DoorDash. Get 50% off your next order of up to $15 when you spend $15 plus on your next flower, convenience, grocery, or retail order now on DoorDash. And the promo code is NEWCOMERS. Listen, moms are a gift. I know that best. So give her the best this Mother's Day. Select from hundreds of expertly crafted bouquets to the best of tech to self-care essentials delivered right to the door. Get 50% off your next order up to $15 when you spend $15 plus on your next flower, convenience, grocery, or retail order now with the code NEWCOMERS. That's NEWCOMERS. Order using DoorDash today. Terms apply. Get a Mother's Day gift as unique as she is with DoorDash.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now, where would I put it? Ooh, I mean, I'm kind of looking to connect with friends. I'm also looking to retreat a little bit and be by myself. It's hard to know exactly what you need at any given time. And it can be so easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings picking up so much. After the winter, the spring is here. Well, what's the right amount of socializing for you and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I started therapy when I was about 30 and it was so, so helpful for me for learning about myself, learning about boundaries, learning about my relationships with other people and how to deal with other people. There's so many things you can benefit from therapy. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/newcomers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/newcomers.
So he like wants, so he's got a necro cross. So wait, he's possessed by a necro cross?
Lord. Yeah, when he grabs that sword, whatever controls the sword possessed him.
Oh, I thought he was like using the sword to like power his mission.
Well,
he
both.
It was like a symbiotic, arguably parasitic relationship between the two.
Oh, yeah, I see.
That was the dorkiest sentence I've said.
Elect me your leader, thank you.
Arguably parasitic.
Typically, I think the sword was benefiting almost as much as the sword was. There's almost a parasitic and symbiotic relationship with between weapons and humans in all of this movie. Whether it be Stormbreaker and Thor or Jane and Mjolnir. Have you thought about that?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, yeah, the most basic premise of the movie. Fucking film bro up there.
I liked when he got that sword and all the little fun creatures were like, boop, bye-bye.
That was weird. It was like a bunch of little Ewoks. Just being like, boop, and just hiding in bushes.
I loved it. They were so fucking cute, but they were like, we gonna get fucked up. Yeah. Okay, so then we find out Thor has been hanging with the Guardians of the Galaxy, and Chris Pratt, did he not know he was filming? He was so small. Usually he's got more muscles. It's not me, it's him.
Don't body shame him.
Not body shaming. I'm just confused.
Don't body shame him, except if we're going to talk about his cheekbones.
They were like, really?
Razor sharp.
Yes. Right? I was like, are you modeling now? What's going on?
He had fucking blue steel the whole fucking movie.
So I wasn't alone. He was a little gaunt.
Maybe he was preparing for a different movie since this part was so small in this movie.
He was Terminal List, the Navy SEAL Amazon Prime show. Why do I know this shit? I have not... I don't know my mom's birthday.
That's sad. So he's been hanging with like the Guardians and then like searching for like a new purpose and stuff. And then he like gets on a weight loss plan and then he's like all zen. And okay, his wig. I just am so confused at Marvel's budget
hair. Yeah.
They spend their money in weird places because sometimes the background is like Pac-Man and the person in the front has like a Maude Team sketch comedy wig on.
And they're like, Jane's what the wig fuck? Was bad too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I could see the lace.
Yes. When they fly away on that fucking Noah's Ark thing, like her hair was flowing and I was like, I see all the lace. What is going
on? Really
crazy. And then Idris Elba at the end, we'll get there, but when, oh my God, I was like, did they have him for 15 minutes from door to door? Like, and they're like, get it on him! Go, action! Like, what the fuck was that wig?
He was green screened in from the back of a Suburban on the way to set.
The wildest wig I've ever seen in my whole life. Millions of dollars and a shake and go. I was mad. So mad. Okay, so then we find out, Jane has cancer, which is like really fucking sad.
And do we think maybe it was because she was, she had that Infinity Stone inside of her? What was that inside of her one?
Wait, she had an Infinity Stone inside of her?
What was
College was crazy.
Which movie was it?
I let Thanos finger me and he lost the soul gem in my pussy. Sorry. As I said that, I was like, that's not for listening purposes. I like looked at Tashir and I was like, oh my God, why am I talking like that?
Did that happen?
No, I like it.
Did that happen in Thor the Dark World? Because we didn't see that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. People are saying yes, and then I'm like, I get it. That's the one I did not see.
Oh, okay.
It was because I missed it, and then people were like, don't see this one. And I was like, okay.
That's kind of considered maybe everyone's least favorite of the modern Marvel movies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But what happens in it? So she gets an Infinity Stone in her?
Yeah. She gets like a... Oh, the Reality Stone.
See, that's
what it was.
We do it here. We don't need Google. We got y'all.
Yeah.
What does the Reality Stone do? Like, what is reality?
It alters reality.
Then why are there other stones?
Yeah, it's also like
that's
loose.
The
it's
only
like
one you need.
The power gem. It's like, now I am powerful.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's pretty vague, Mr. Thanos. I'm not on a first name basis with Thanos.
Oh,
it's Thanos.
No, excuse me, Mr. Thanos.
Mr. Thanos.
I am Thanos.
Hi, I'm Than.
So,
but also, I think this is probably the worst cinematic depiction of cancer. Like, she was straight for stage four, and I was like, oh, I had uncles. It wasn't like that.
I know.
They weren't
she
in
looked
the lab.
Very healthy.
Like, kicking. And then they're like, oh, yeah, now for plot, we need her sicker.
Yeah. That was interesting. Also, that was the best wig. Her sick wig. And I was like,
no, that was pretty bad, too. I can see the lace on that, too.
It was better than the rest of them. That's, I thought that one was, like, the best. And then in the flashbacks...
Also, why not use her hair?
She's got to have hair under there, right?
I mean, maybe not.
Maybe she has,
not.
Like, short blue hair, like the movie Closer, and it's like, that's her actual hair. It's not too old, sorry.
She was doing...
ask your dads.
Her, no, it was pink.
Oh, it's pink,
yeah,
correct.
It was pink hair.
Thank you. Thank you.
I saw that movie. I liked it.
Same.
No, when she was doing press for the movie, her hair looked, like, long and brown. I don't know why they needed to have a brown wig.
Maybe she was like, I don't want people to know it's me.
But no one's in disguise.
She's like, I'm going fully in disguise. I'm going to put on a pound and a half of muscle and wear a wig. And
I heard that her muscles were CG.
I heard she was putting in work.
She's from Long Island, so I imagine she knows how to bench. They check you on the Southern State. If you're like 315 for reps, keep going, sir.
Yeah, that's what I got to say. As far as like, you know, the... Pratt aside, the thickness, the muscle thickness was at a maximum. Like,
Hemsworth is diced in. And he's got fucking mess. He's just,
when he was butt naked, I was like, this is for me too. I was like, because you know, the last time I lost a bunch of weight was after seeing Black Panther when Michael B. Jordan was shirtless. I was like, let me get to the gym. this time it's going to be the opposite, where it's like, give me some steroids. You know, like, I'm not playing sports. I'm not going to get tested. Let's get big. Everyone in here.
Let's get big.
Let's all go get Trend together. Come on.
We're going to do it. Trust me. It'll be great for all of
us. And it's also weirdly a protest because it's gender affirming hormones. So we could be like really fucked and be like, we need this shit. Everybody should be fucking with this.
Yeah. See, I think we just found a movement. A
couple of San Diego people here. Sorry, I'll lay off.
Okay. So Jane gets a calling to Majorn. How do I say that thing's name?
Mjolnir.
No,
I tried to be
fucking,
real snooty and I said it wrong. I was like,
Mjolnir.
Mjolnir?
Mjolnir.
Mjolnir?
Correct.
Mjolnir. Someone just said, nope.
The guy stands up with a hammer. Nope.
Honestly, I would love that. Someone threw a Thor hammer at me. What a treat.
Please kill me.
So she's like called to that fucking little hammer and then she like picks it up or whatever and then the hammer kills her more?
No, she
like makes the hammer. She weirdly repairs the hammer and the hammer repairs her.
Me and Sashir, we'd be in there. We know it's Thor was in love with her and made this weird ass promise that added a sigil to Mjolnir. And because of that, it was like, we gonna help you, but not with the cancer.
We're gonna give you a ride to Asgard, but after that, you're on your own, sweetheart. Check out chemo, maybe? I don't know. I'm a hammer.
I don't know how to do that. Science.
Google it or some shit. Ask about it at a crowd in Comic-Con. Someone will shout an answer at you.
I do wish they showed that part. Like, showed her actually transform. It's just like, the next time we see her, she's just Thor. But I would love to see the actual... I agree.
They play it like it's a big reveal, like we don't know trailers and also the other character in the movie that's introduced. It's like, whoa, who could that be with Mjolnir? Maybe the last actor we saw near it, you know?
Yeah.
Frustrating.
Yeah, I wish they had shown more of Jane becoming Thor than like the relationship. I get what a relationship is.
Yeah.
I'm not stupid.
It's also... Oh, just like a weird montage of them watching TV together.
In bad wigs. The wigs got worse as things went on.
Yeah.
Or did the wigs got worse in flashbacks until current time? Were current time the worst wigs? Did that sentence even make sense?
I think I have a nosebleed. It broke me. But maybe they were trying to match the bad hair from the bad Thor. Man, Thor 1 fucking sucked. Did anyone here like first Thor?
Yeah.
One person raised their hand and like six others clapped. You're wrong. It was bad. I hated it. Okay, so the hammer is killing. Like, say it again.
So I'm going to let Sashir take this.
I guess the hammer made her Thor, but it didn't do anything for regular Jane. Jane was actually getting sicker. If she didn't have the hammer, she would also be getting sicker. So it's like whenever the hammer wasn't with her, you would see like, oh, this is what current state she would be in if we didn't see her as Thor.
But also, like because she was turning into Thor, her body wasn't fighting the cancer because it was just put on pause basically. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, yo, stay here, let these medicines work, and you're gonna be straight. And she's like, nah, I'm gonna come help you save these kids.
But then in wonderful Marvel fashion, it's like, don't worry, no one's dead.
Yeah.
This is what got me out of comic books for the first time when I was a kid. I read comics as a kid. And then eventually when like they reset Earth, it's like that wasn't really Spider-Man. Like Captain, every time they do shit like that where they rewind the clock and it's like that was actually a clone. And it's like that just removes all the stakes and teeth from it a little bit. So like I'm stoked to see Idris and I'm stoked to see Natalie Portman buff again. But at the same time, it's like, let somebody die in these movies for fuck's sake.
That's spoken like a true man who didn't experience strife. I was like, I got enough strife in my life. Let Superman come back to life and beat some shit up. You know, let these
this
people come back.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
exactly. Oh, see, I thought it was because all my family dies young. So I'm like, fucking Superman can come back to life, but Grandma, Papa Jim, Papa Bruce, Grandma Dee Dee, Grandma Adele, none of them can come back to life. uncle. You know, I'm not gonna. I was about to guess my next uncle to die, and he wouldn't like that. Sorry, Mitch. My wife's laughing because she knows it's true.
Oh, I forgot. Okay, let's move on from death. Anyway,
yeah, please.
I forgot to mention those screaming goats were fun.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was going to be annoyed with them. Like, I was like, is this going to be a whole movie? But then I never got annoyed. I loved it the whole time.
Perfect timing. Yeah,
yeah, each and every time those screaming goats came on screen, I was ha-ha-ha.
Yeah.
I really tee-hee-heed so hard. And people in the theater, the one other person in the theater, did not tee-hee-hee with me. He sat directly in front of me. Yes, I bought the seat directly behind him.
Because you're like, we're watching this together, right?
You lean forward. That's Thor.
Thank you.
I host a Marvel podcast.
Do you want to come? I'm going to Comic-Con. But yeah, I fucking love those little guys. And then I loved when their temple broke anyway. So, Thor, Jane, and Valkyrie, and Korg. Wait, who's Korg? Oh, the Rock Man.
Yeah. That's Taika.
Oh, yes. He's fun.
He's really funny. I liked when he became a face.
Oh, yeah.
Then when Tessa Thompson tied him to the back of her head with her braids, I was like, way to use natural hair in the movie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Her hair, great. She must have had a personal.
Absolutely.
Because her hair looked incredible the whole movie. Fresh braids in the front.
And different styles? Different colors?
I was like, somebody loves her.
Someone's taking care of her. She did right by
somebody in the hair department. And they said, fuck off to everybody else. And then Christian Bale, they were like, I guess we love you too because
you're bald. Yeah.
They said, we don't fuck with you. They go to the Omnipotent City where Zeus, boy, oh boy, did I. This was so funny.
That was maybe the highlight of the movie is Russell Crowe's cameo. He's so fucking fun.
So funny.
He's built so specifically to be underplaying it the way he does. Like, he's built like your drunk dad who you're like, pretend like you're asleep, you know? Maybe you don't?
Wait,
okay,
what?
That's good. That's for the better.
Like your drunk dad.
Like, he just has like a body of like a blue-collar dad who's like bitching about somebody from work all the time. But it's just funny to see that with the voice he chose for Zeus.
Was that a Greek accent?
I haven't been to Greece, but I don't think so. I've seen Greece and Greece too. They don't talk like that.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
I think my edibles are kicking in. I'm trying to put my mic down to stop talking.
I like the holding of the mic. Well, I get it. It's a terrible lane.
I don't like leaning forward, and I want everyone to be able to see each other. So
I realized we were being videoed, and my posture is just this the entire time.
Spread it out, yes.
Okay, so then I like this whole sequence with Zeus because Zeus was so mean.
Zeus was so
mean. I wasn't expecting that. And what did he say? I pulled too hard when he made him naked.
I flicked too hard.
Boy, oh boy. All that butt.
That had me asking questions about what the Q stands for.
The Q?
The Q.
Yeah, I know I'm not a full B, LGBTQ, but...
Seeing
his body like that, I was like, tell me more about this Q.
Like,
what does that mean?
I like maybe jerk off to a guy once in a while or something?
Yeah.
Or is that like a lowercase b?
Yeah, situational Q.
A lowercase b.
Just like a little b.
Just a tiny b.
Little b. I'm a little b.
I'm a bb.
B minus? I don't know.
We'll sometimes b, like the vowels.
Sometimes b.
Silent sometimes.
I also like that they put a joke on his back, like R.I.P. Loki, for all the times Loki died.
Yeah,
I was also like, I don't need the joke. I'm looking elsewhere.
Yeah, I didn't know what you were talking about.
So nice.
Yeah, it was like a nice muscular butt.
I wish we had gotten the front.
Yeah, he's.
I want to see the real Mjolnir.
Right.
I'll tell you what, that dick cures cancer. Sorry, Jane, wrong hammer.
But
Yeah, no, you had it also you had like orgies mentioned multiple times.
Yes, I was
like,
oh, and they never showed it.
Yeah, yeah, they're like, so afraid to show like a gay kiss, but we could say orgy like 50 times in the movie.
Truly.
Yeah, but I was down for it. I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's like get polyamory in the next one. Let's like, I want to see that.
Bro, they got a streaming service. Put like a R-rated fucking
Disney Plus. Yeah, a Disney Plus.
I would watch some fucking hardcore Marvel shit. Yeah, yeah. Marvel masterpieces shit.
Yeah, you know, some bottle rocket stuff. I just name drop a specific porn parody company. That's why it went over everyone's hair. But it's called Bottle Rocket. They do a lot of like, you know, genre porn parodies. They did the Scooby-Doo one. And the Pokemon one with the weird Pikachu, they did that one too.
They it's did cool. a Pikachu porn?
Yeah, it was a Pokemon
Pika.
Porn
why
parody.
Why did they ever?
And oh
they,
man, I gotta watch the Squirtle episode. So Korg.
Gorg. So they confront. So yeah, they go to the black and white shadow realm.
This was cool. It was like kind of like a throwback, like 1940s sci-fi movie, like them walking in like the. Oh, see, agree.
Yeah, okay.
So we discovered there's a child here. After
I know.
About,
that I was know, the worst time. That was the worst time to find out after I like name dropped the whole. Oh, man. No, boy. Oh. You know, it's cool when it's my kid. My kid can know what daddy's up to sometimes.
You know, I was like, no, please. I know what you're up to.
Okay. Anywho.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
I did like the black and white stuff, but I thought it was like a little slow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think that's an overall note I felt like for the movie. I really enjoyed a lot of chunks of the movie, but I felt like it was rather disjointed.
Sure.
Like by the end of it, I didn't care. It was like, I hope he gets his weapon back and or whatever. Yeah,
I feel like it's because, you know, we're still trying to make these movies standalone, but we have just buckets of lore that we have to like kind of catch people up on. Like, this is who this person is. This is why they're that way. This is who Thor is. This is his journey. And like that, like they tried to stuff it in that like Korg explanation. Like exposition, and I was like, "Oh, yeah, well, there's too much." We're like, in almost a decade.
It's like
of
the 40th movie.
Yeah.
Like we got to leave some shit behind. Like let's just stop bringing it up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fair. So then, Thor creates a child army, And then I thought this was really cute. There's a little girl who fought with like a little stuffed animal. And
I loved it.
You thought it was cute, and this is where like I thought my parent brain kicked in. I was like, this is irresponsible, Thor. These are kids. I wouldn't trust my daughter with my life. Get in the back. Daddy's gonna fight or die or something, but you get out of here.
As a childless 40-year-old, I was like, cannon fodder. Run them out first. They can get murked, and then you come in at the end and win.
That's why I thought the same thing.
I was like Michael Jordan, fuck them kids.
That was actually my favorite part. I was like, yes. I love these kids like getting action. And it felt like this was produced by Nickelodeon. And not in a bad way, but just like, this is where kids can be a kid. Like, kids are important. We can help too. Like,
when Axel reached up a big nose and pulled out a prize covered in boogers.
Yeah, I thought it was very cool. They actually get like real action sequences. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a lot of like the people who worked on the movie and in the movie, their kids were in that fight scene.
Oh, really?
Like Chris Hemsworth's actual kid was Love.
The girl at the end.
That's his actual daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, he was like, let me get the double check.
You know? She's working too.
She's getting triple.
And then I think Taika's kid was in it, and like other people's kids
Natalie Portman's kids and Christian Bale's kids. Oh, wow. That group of kids is like everybody's kids.
That's nice. They didn't have to pay for daycare. Gore's watching them.
Don't worry, Gore's telling them a story.
And then at the end, when he was like, you know, you don't have to wish for all the gods to be killed. You can wish for your daughter back. I out loud was like, oh my God, he could. Because it never occurred to me either.
But then I thought that was weird because it was like, yeah, you can bring your daughter back, but who's taking care of that kid?
Thor!
I mean, now Thor.
Everybody's
but like
winking and looking at each other and being like, Thor's gonna do it.
It's like, did they make an agreement before?
Also, yeah, because Thor had no say. Like, Thor's just sitting there like, wait, I gotta take care of this kid and y'all both about to die? Oh, that was wild.
Yeah, the love of my life is dying and the dad is dying.
Yeah. So now I have this kid I don't know?
But like, imagine being Love. I didn't know her name was Love, but imagine being Love and like getting brought back and you're like, I was sleeping. Daddy's dead. Like,
it's instant trauma.
What a terrible way to get brought back. And honestly, she's taking it pretty well.
Yeah, she's a very chill kid.
Right?
She's like, I guess I live with this stranger now and I just fight with him.
And then
that was cool, trippy imagery, like the galaxy inside of the thing, the person that they like wished in front of.
Oh yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah, I liked all that.
It looked like a background on your computer.
It did, yes.
Yes, it did.
It looked like that.
Correct. Computer.
So then Love becomes a fighter. She's like, is she like Thor too? Wait, what does she fight with? Wait, where did the other fucking thing go? Because he has his hammer back, but he doesn't have...
She is using Stormbreaker.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be my choice. That's big.
Yeah, I think Thor missed... We learn over the movie that Thor really missed that hammer.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it was kind of cool. They set the personality up of Stormbreaker,
so you
kind of cared that he got it back.
Yeah.
I thought that was some cute shit with the whole, like...
Yeah, that was fun.
When it was, like, creeping around behind him as he's talking about...
That got
about
me every time. Every time it creeped in the frame, I'm like, I love this. I love when, you know, you have a relationship with your weapon, mm-hmm. like, all that stuff. There's a whole video game where you fuck your weapon.
What?
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, we'll talk about this offline, but... Text me that game ASAP, please.
I forget the name of it, but yeah, you, like, date your weapon.
It's
is a real game?
Yes, I'm not making it up.
I guess I...
Somebody
would
in here knows that they're keeping it low-key. There's some...
Probably a gun.
Yeah.
I actually
watched... Oh, you're such a modern woman.
I watched a documentary about a woman who was in love with her bow and arrow.
Oh, so... Oh. Was she good with it, though?
She was. She was a champion.
Oh.
Why do I find that so hot? I'm broken. I'm broken. I was like, shit, that's fucking hot. I don't know why.
Okay, so we have a new segment for Comic-Con. It's exclusive. It's going to happen one time, and that's it. It's called The Blip, because I love the fucking blip. Okay, so if I could blip and go back in time, whatever, what movies do you think I should have watched? We skipped The Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 3, Thor Dark World, Guardians of the Galaxy, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Black Widow, Shang-Chi, or Song-Chi, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Song-Chi.
Spider-Man, No Way Home. No, I saw that in the theaters. Disney Show, Falcon, Loki, What If, Hawkeye, Moon Knight, or Ms. Marvel.
Damn.
Okay, I'll throw out a couple. I think you should watch, I think Shang-Chi was one of the better new ones. It was kind of fun to see.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
People dig it. It's got cool martial arts, and it's got Awkwafina, and Ben Kingsley is so fucking funny in it.
Does anyone fuck? Because in the Eternals, I really liked that.
Yeah, well, if you're looking for fucking, watching American cinema is not going to, you're not going to find it.
Okay. No,
Disney's not going to put it out there. And then I would recommend Iron Man 3 to see our friend Adam Pally.
Yeah.
I liked Black Widow.
I did.
I think people did because of women. But
I just don't know if I can sit through a whole movie where I know the hair department hates Scarlett Johansson.
I feel like her hair didn't look that bad in that movie.
Well, okay. I think you'll like that the Russian accent trainer also hated everybody on the production. It's like, let's roll the dice. Everyone's seen one episode of Rocky and Bullwinkle, right?
Yeah. All right, you ready to shoot a movie?
It also was strange because she grew up in a family of Russians, but
she had
no accent at all and was not even going to attempt it.
Interesting. Well, it's kind of like Wanda.
Yeah.
Wanda said, I'll never be consistent.
Sokovian.
Yeah, what is Sokovian?
It's Sokovia.
You know, Sokovia.
It's someone who's from Sokovia.
But is it real? Can I go?
I don't think
Spring
so.
Break?
Yeah.
It's not real?
No, we can't go anymore. COVID outbreak. Closed over COVID, like everything that's cool.
There was kissing in this. We have a segment called A Kiss in This. There was kissing.
There was a kiss in this.
Thor and Jane kissed twice, I think.
Yeah.
And there was a Chris in this as well.
There was a Chris in this. Chris.
There's Chris.
Hemsworth. Oh, two Chrises. Chris and Chris.
Who's the other Chris?
The other one.
Christian.
Pratt.
Christian Bale. Bale.
And Christian,
there's three Chrises.
Oh my God, was there more than three?
Holy shit. And not to mention Christ, who's in all of us at all times.
In all of our hearts. Okay, so
do we want to talk at all about the post-credit sequences of this
film? Oh, yeah.
No, that's fine.
Do it.
I've been sitting here in a pool of my own swamp ass this entire time.
Okay, so we do have 5 minutes left, so we can talk about them.
Or if there's something else we're supposed to do, let's do it.
No, I was just going to ask for plugs and shit, but that's not going to take a long time. So the first post-credit sequence was
Zeus,
and then we got to see Hercules played by...
Brett Goldstein.
Yes.
Roy Cunt, he's every fucking where. Sorry, I'm cursing in front of kids.
Yeah,
that's from Ted Lasso.
We're a bit late for that.
Apologies.
Kids and exposed to a lot.
Every time, now I can't, it's good, CPS is here.
But I liked it because I was like, in next Thor, will there be Hercules? Will there be more gods? Like, I'm excited.
I think so. I think probably like a whole war of gods. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm here for it. And then...
Unless there's like a recasting or something. Like, you don't know. Like, anything can really happen.
Well, the Marvel thing, I'm sure Kevin Feige's there.
I'm going to go charge them. Look at me. My BMI is through the roof and I'm sunburned. I'm perfect for Marvel. I wish my name was Chris.
That's funny. And then the second one we talked about, that's Jane going to Valhalla. Is Valhalla a place?
Yeah. It's two towns over, but Valhalla is the eternal resting place of Vikings.
Oh, Vikings? I thought it was like gods. So wait, she's like now an honorary Viking? Seems suspect.
Because she like died in battle. I was like, what was explained earlier?
Oh yeah, when homegirl was laying there, she's like, let me die. And they're like, your arm's there, but not the rest of you.
Yeah.
That was tee to me. I thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
That wig. So is so when you die and go to Vaharta, why does the hair get worse?
I think we've established the hair just bad throughout.
I'm just so upset about it. I just can't believe it.
If she died from cancer, would she have hair? Like, I don't even find, who cares?
Some people lose it, some people don't.
Oh, okay.
So,
some people get worse. Laces, like some people get,
yes.
Maybe
that's a side effect of chemo, is sometimes your lace front shows.
Maybe that was the one thing that Hammer actually did for her cancer, is make sure her hair stayed on.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I'm trying here, sweetheart.
I guess that's all I can do right now.
Your cells are attacking your own body at an insane rate, but I can hold on to that hair for you if I could try.
Well, that's it. Do you guys have anything you would like to plug before we leave?
You want to
say? Oh, yeah, check out Maximum Film. Also, if you Whitey Way on Twitter and Instagram, if you want to see what I'm up to, I'm usually saying what I'm doing over there. Oh, watch Grand Crew. It's a good show. Yeah, yeah. Season 2, it's on the way. Hell yeah.
My social stuff is at The Sheer Truth. And we have a Best Friends podcast that comes out every Wednesday. And I'm on Home Economics, the ABC show. That's going to be, season 3 is going to come out soon. So watch that.
Check out 101 Places to Party Before You Die, Thursday nights on True TV. Co-hosted by my buddy Adam Pally, who's in Iron Man 3. And my socials are at Gabris on all of them.
And thank you guys so much for coming out. I truly appreciate it. I don't know if Lauren and I are coming back for another season or what we're going to do, but like maybe we will, maybe we won't. Thank you for listening. Okay, toodaloo, bye.
Was a HeadGum original.